Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erevin daf chaf aleph. We are holding on daf chaf and beis. We're all the way toward the bottom of the page. Three lines from the bottom of the page. Amrav Yitzchak Bar Ada. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf yomi shiurim. So today we're first going to discuss using pasei biraos for other purposes, using it for people and for their own needs. And then the Gemara is going to discuss both the din of Tchum Shabbos, as well as the din of Pasei Biraos, as they apply in two specific locations, in Bavel and in other areas of Chutz Laaretz. We've been talking about Pasei Biraos for Olei Regalim, but what about just Stam using it in Bavel for people who are traveling to go learn in yeshivas in Bavel, or people who are traveling in Chutz Laaretz? And once we're talking about that, we're going to talk about Inyanim related to Tchum Shabbos for that as well, for both Bavel and Chutz Laaretz. Then the Gemara is going to have a couple of comments made by Rav Chista in the name of Mari Bar Mar, and they're going to darshan psukim in first comment is going to darshan a pasuk in Tehillim, and the next one a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Talk a little bit about what the meaning of a certain divrei agadah behind these psukim, and then on Amud Beis the Gemara is going to have several drashos from psukim in Shir Hashirim as well, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of Shlomo HaMelech and the takanos that Shlomo HaMelech instituted. So let's begin again. Three lines on the bottom of the page on Daf Chaf Amud Beis says the Gemara: Amar Rabbi Yisak Bar Ada, lo hutru pasei biraos el laolei regalim bilvad. Pasei biraos, this whole heter of having four posts around the bar, only works for people who are being olei regel. Vatanya says the Gemara, but wait a second, we have a brisa, lo hutru pasei biraos el gabe behema bilvad. Doesn't it say that it's only for behema that? And it sounds like any behema. It doesn't have to be olei regalim, that as long as you're giving a behema to drink, the pasei biraos is good enough. And Zigmar, no, my behema, behema. So olei regalim, when we say that we allow pasei biraos for a behema, it means the behema of olei regalim. Aval adam, but when it comes to, the brisa continues, when it comes to a person who wants to drink some water, he's not allowed to take water out of the bar. What does he have to do? Metapis viola, metapis viorate. He has to climb in and out of the bar. If the bar is narrow enough, he can put his hands and his legs on the walls of the bar and go down and get some water and drink it while in the bar. So that's what he has to do. The Achronim are bothered. The Rishonim really are already bothered. Metapis va'ola, metapis v'yoreid. The bar is underground, so it should be metapis v'yoreid first and then metapis v'ola. Why is he going up before he's going down? So Tosus writes in Maseches Pesachim that it's in the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim that the Gemara, it's the derech of the Gemara to always talk about Aliyah and then Yerida, even though in the order of events as it happens in the real world, the Yerida may come before the Aliyah. That's why the Gemara says, "Li'olam yikanes adam b'chitov v'yetze b'chitov." The Gemara is describing in the beginning of Pesachim that a person is supposed to travel during the daytime. So it says he should enter into the city when it's light outside, and he should exit the city when it's light outside. But he starts off in the city, so he exits before he enters. But that's the way the Gemara handles things. The Gemara describes things. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled tells us, "Bein Hashmoshos says keheref ayin zenichnas v'zeyotze." One day enters and the other day leaves. No, one day leaves and then the other day enters. Why does it say it in the reverse? Tos says that's the derech of the Shas. That's the derech of the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Emden thinks that there's something more over here. That we Dafka mentioned Aliyah and then Yerida to show a halacha that a person can do it multiple times in a day. Meaning, so that's why we described that there could even be a Yerida after a previous Aliyah from the bar. You can keep going down back into that bar and keep getting more and more water out of the bar. And then the third way that Chronim deal with it, the Gaon Yaakov has a different girsa. His girsa is metapis v'yorid, metapis v'ola, and if that's the case, then there's no issue. So says Gemara Eini, is this really true? V'am Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo hutru pasei biraos el ber mayim chayim bilvad. That pasei biraos only works for ber mayim chayim, for spring water that is the freshest of waters. V'ile behema mali chayim mali mukhnasin. But an animal is not so picky about its water. From the fact that we allow it for spring water makes it sound like, and only for spring water makes it sound like it's for human needs. So says Gemara Be'inon midi dechazil adam. We need the water to be the kind of water that people would drink, because since this water is chashuv enough that we're allowing pasei biraos, we just discussed yesterday, to stamp put pasei biraos in the middle of nowhere where there is no bar or ba'er, that for sure doesn't work. Even though on a daraisa level it turns it into rishos siyachin, we don't allow such a thing. The only reason we're allowing these walls that are not real walls is because there is water. So that water, Rashi explains, must must be so chashuv that it must be the kind of water that even a human would drink, even though it has no actual connection to human beings. It's really about the behemoth drinking, but it has to be chashuv water that allows such a hetrus. Tosos has different understanding. Tosos, indeed, the top Tosos, the Rav Aschamidi, understands that if you draw water for a behemoth and you have a little bit of extra water, there is human benefit, because you could drink the leftovers. A human is allowed to drink the leftovers as long as primarily what he was drawing the water for was for the sake of a behemoth. Or Tos says that the tikkun of pasim is only done for a behemoth, but once you're allowed to draw water for your behemoth, you could draw extra for yourself. Not only like the first day of Tosos, that if you happen to have extra, you're allowed to have the leftovers. Once you're drawing water anyway, you could draw water not only for animals' needs, but for human needs as well. Gufa, so that we go back to what the Brisa said, that a person has to go into the bar to drink. But if the walls of the bar are very wide, so his arms don't reach all that far, he's not able to go in and out, then a person is also allowed to fill up water from the bar. You're not allowed to fill up water and then hold the bucket as the animal drinks from the bucket, but what you're allowed to do is pour the water out, and then the animal will drink from wherever you poured the water into some sort of trough or something. So maskav ravanan im kein, if you're really not allowed to feed the animal by the edge of the bar, then mahu ilu pasibiros, then what benefit did the pasibiros have anyway? What did it accomplish? It says, what do you mean mahu ilu lemalus mehen? The fact that you're allowed to take the water out of the bar, that's the benefit of the pasibiros. The bar is a rishus yachid, the area immediately surrounding the bar is a rishus arabim, and once you make the pasibiros, that becomes a rishus yachid. So you're able to, so granted, you're not allowed to actually hold the bucket as the animal's drinking, okay, but still, it's so ilu, it helped you a lot that you're allowed to at least access the water, bring the water out of the bar. No, what we really meant to ask is, why does it help to have the rosh of ruba of the para inside the pasi biraos? Because of which we said before in Daf Yedzayin and Beis that you required that the rosh of ruba shel behemah should be inside the pasim. You're not allowed to bring the pasim in any further than would allow for rosh of ruba of the animal to be in the pasi biraos. Because after all, if you're not holding the kli, then of course you don't need rosh of ruba. You're not holding the kli anyway. The whole concern, if the animal is not mostly in the pasi biraos, is that the animal is going to end up outside and you're going to follow it outside. So when you're holding the bucket, I get that that's a concern. But if you're not holding the kli anyway, then why do you need rosh of ruba in the first place? And when you are holding the kli, then you're not allowed to be mashka the animal at all, we just said. We just said the whole heter is only to pour the water out of the bucket and let the animal drink on its own, according to this brisa. So Amrabai, Hachamay Askin, no, the brisa is not talking about a behema that's in a rosh of rabim and rosh of ruba is bein apasim. No, we're talking about the brisa when it says that you're not allowed to feed the animal directly while you're holding the bucket and you got to pour all the water out. So I'm at a different case, the case that we discussed a couple of times yesterday. The case was the animal is inside a bias, and then and extending from that bias is a trough, and that trough itself is a rishus hayachid. It has the dimensions of rishus hayachid, and the other side of that trough, the other end of that trough goes into an area that's surrounded by pasi biraos. But on the sides of the trough, it's a rishus harabim. This was the picture that the Bach drew yesterday, where we discussed. We didn't discuss at length. Did the Bach really draw that picture? So I looked it up last night. Did the Bach really draw that picture? The answer is no. In early editions of the Bach, I mean, there's a diagram of sorts, but not such an elaborate picture. Like, instead of a picture of a house, there is the word Beis Yotaf. It says Bayis, right? That's how the Bach drew a house. So in the early editions of the, and then later on, they added, you know, as the editions got better and better. So now you have computer graphics. The Bach didn't have computer graphics, right? So he didn't draw that picture. But that's the case that it's talking about, where you're not allowed to hold the bucket for the animal. But if it's a regular case of pasi biraos, then as long as the animal's rosh of aruba inside the pasi biraos, you are allowed to hold the bucket and give the animal to drink in such a case. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to discuss both pasi biraos and Tchum Shabbos in the context of Bavel and Chutz Laaretz. Tchum Shabbos, just a little bit of background, we're going to discuss in much greater detail later in the Masechta, but the pasuk tells us Shvu ish tachta val yetze ish mimikomo b'yom ha-shvi, that there's something about not leaving your location on Shabbos. And the Chacham derived from there the din of Tchum Shabbos, which we assume is Alpayim Amma, that you're only allowed to travel 2,000 amos from your place. What is your place? Well, if you're in the middle of of nowhere, you're in the middle of a midbar, you have your Dalet Amos Shel Adam is Mekom Shel Adam, you have your four Amos, and then you measure your 2,000 Amos from the edge of your four Amos. But if you're in a city, so then it's 2,000 Amos from the edge of the city. But how do we define what's the edge of the city? So if there are houses along the way that are within 70 and two-thirds amos from the edge of the city, that extends the city. So if every 50 or 60 amos you have another house, that extends the city, and you don't have to start measuring your alpaya mama until you get to a point where there aren't any more houses within 70 and two-thirds amos from the edge of the city. So now, based on that background, says Gemara, Amar Rav Yemri Bar Abba Amar Rav, Ein Burganin Bibavel. Burganin are these little huts that were on the outskirts of the city that would extend the Tchum Shabbos because they were within the 70 and two-thirds amos of the city. So there are no Burganin in Bavel, meaning if there are such huts, they don't work in Bavel to extend these city limits. V'lo pasi biros b'chutzlaretz, and the whole heter of pasi biros doesn't apply in chutzlaretz, meaning in places other than Bavel. Burganin Bavel lo, why don't we allow Burganin to work to extend the Tchum Shabbos in Bavel d'shchichi bitki? Because very often and there are floods in Bavel, so those Burganim aren't going to last very long. These are little huts. A flood comes, it's going to wipe away the entire thing. Past year, we just saw the footage of hurricanes and things like that that wipes away anything that's not a very, very stable type of structure will easily be wiped away. Pasi biros b'chutz la'aretz lo, zol shchichi misifta. We don't allow pasi biros in chutz la'aretz, meaning places other than Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, because there are no yeshivas anywhere besides Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and pasi biros is only for Olei Regalim, and people are going to learn. People are going to do a mitzvah. But stam, people who are traveling, we don't allow Pasi Biros. But you're allowed to do the opposite. I mean, there is a heter of Pasi Biros in Bavel because there are Talmidim going to learn Torah. Burganin works in Chutz Laretz because there aren't that many floods in other areas of Chutz Laretz. It's Dafka and Bavel that they had flooding issues. Ikata Amri, another understanding is that Amr Rabbi Yemri Baraba, another version of Rabbi Yemri Baraba Amarav, Ein Burganin Pasi Biros, Lo Bavel, Lo Chutz Laretz. Neither din applies in either location. They both only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Burganin Bavel lo d'shchichi bitki. The reason Burganin don't work in Bavel is, like we said, because it will flood away and the whole hut will be gone. But Chutz La'aretz nami lo, Burganin don't work in Chutz La'aretz either d'shchichi ganvi, because there are a lot of ganavim in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore the Burganin are also going to be they're not going to be taken away by a flood. They'll be taken away by ganavim. Ganavim will steal them. Pasi biros b'Bavel lo. The reason pasi biros is not a heter we're willing to utilize in Bavel is the Shchichi Maya, because there's plenty of water in Bavel. The whole reason to be Matir Pasi Biros is because it was difficult to access water in order to give your behemoths to drink. But if you have plenty of water, you don't need any special Heterim. And B'chutz Laretz Nami Lo D'lo Shchichi Misifta. And we're also not going to allow Pasi Biros in Chutz Laretz because there's no great Dvar Mitzvah that you're going to do, that you're traveling for. So whereas in Bavel, you at least have yeshivas. But in this version, we allow neither of these kulas in either location. So Amr Rav Chista l'mari b'reid Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yemri Bar Abba. So Rav Chista said to mari b'reid Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yemri Bar Abba, Amri atisu mi barnei shel beit Knishta de Daniel David Tlasa Parsi b'Shabbata, that I heard that you came to the from Barnish, which is a certain location, to the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel on Shabbos, that you traveled all the way on Shabbos, and that's three parts. That's beyond the tchum of your city of Barnish. How did you travel all the way from Barnish to the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel? What exactly is the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel? So Rashi tells us that there was a place in Bavel where Daniel davened. That the pasuk tells us in Daniel in Perek Vav that he davened. So that was called the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel. So he said you traveled more than these three parsos. So Ma'isam Chisu, what were you relying on when you assumed that the tchum Shabbos extends as far? Are Burganin? You're obviously relying on Burganin, but your father's father, Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, told us, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, ain't Burganin be Bavel. Burganin don't work in Bavel. Nafak v'achvi lehanu masvasa de mebalin b'shiv ma'am v'shirayim. So he went, and Mari Barei de Rav Huna went out and showed Rav Chista that there are all these dilapidated cities between Barnish and the Beis HaKnesses that were absorbed within the shiv ma'am v'shirayim, the 78 amos that you need, and therefore they are mitzdarif to the rest of the city. They weren't just relying on makeshift huts; they were relying on old cities that were located within the within that space, so that the Tchum Shabbos is able to extend. So that is the idea of Burgadin. Now, there is a discussion whether we have such a din of Burgadin Bizman Hazeh, whether we can apply Burgadin Bizman Hazeh. The Poskim discussed, there are a couple of tshuvas in Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelek Ches, and then again in Chelek Tes, about whether the city, the neighbor of Ramot in Yerushalayim has a din of Nira Mukafas Chomim Yossi Yeshua Ben Nun, or not as far as Kriyas HaMegillah is concerned. Because Kriyas HaMegillah, for cities that were walled from Dezi Yeshua Ben Nun, is on Tesvav, but it's on Yudalit for everybody else. So in Yerushalayim it reads on Tezvav. But what about cities that are near Yerushalayim? So anything within the Tchum Shabbos of Yerushalayim would work as well. So the Kohen would also read on Tezvav. So the Ramot was always a major suffix. So Minchas Yitzchak, he says, you know, that Rav Vosner, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, came up with an Eitza that you could just attach to Ramot to Yerushalayim using Burganim. That just like Legabi Tchum Shabbos, Burganim work to extend the Tchum. So the Gabi Kriyas HaMegillah, Burganim would go from Tchum Yerushalayim, and they would broaden it all the way to Ramot. So the Minchas Yitzchak is not so sure that Eitzah works, L'maisa. Because Al Karchach, after Purim, they're going to knock down the Burganim. And even if you're able to arrange it in such a way that they build the Burganim before Purim each and every year, but since they knock them down each and every year, it's like Burganim Shabbat Bavel. The Gemara said, why did Burganim not work in Bavel? Because a flood will come and will wipe them away, or Ganavim will come in Chutzlars and take them away. So you see that Burganim only work if they're there to stay. So if you're just going to set up some sort of makeshift Burganim, I don't know what they would use, but you're going to set up some tents along the way. That's the Minchas Yitzchak didn't think that would work. But these are the kinds of things that they have to be cognizant of in Eretz Yisrael, that you can have a city that used to not be Mekavis Chom Mios Yishuv Benun, but now is within the Tchum of Yerushalayim, because as construction, Baruch Hashem, continues to happen and more Jews continue to live in Eretz Yisrael, and we need more and more housing, and there's a need for lots and lots of housing in Eretz. So it expands and expands. So then the status of locations can actually change over time. Something to be aware of. So now the Gemara brings other things that Rav Chista said in the name of Mari Barmar. Just two statements that he said in the name of Mari Barmar. And the reason we're bringing these things over here, even though they have nothing to do with our sugya, is because we just said Rav Chista said to Mari Bered Ravuna. So Mari Barmar is Mari Bered Ravuna. He calls him Mar, because it's a darach kavod for Rav Huna to call him Mar. So I'm Rav Chista, Darish Mari Bar Mar, Mari Bered Rav Huna, Darshin, my Dechziv, what does the pasuk mean in Tehillim when it says, L'kol tichle re'isi keitz rechava mitzvascha ma'od, that everything has an end, everything has a limit, except for mitzvascha, which is a reference to the Torah, that there is no limit to the Torah. So Davrza Amaru David v'lo pirshu, David HaMelech said it in Tehillim, but he didn't elaborate. Amaru Iyov v'lo pirshu, Iyov also without elaboration. Amar Yecheska v'lo pirshu, ad Shabbat Zechariah ben Ido o pirshu, until Zechariah Anavi came and used mefarish what this means, as we'll soon see. So Amar David v'lo pirshu d'chsev l'chol tich l'risi keitz rechav mitzvahs chama'od, that the mitzvahs are so broad that there's no end to it. Amar Iyov v'lo pirshu d'chsev, Iyov had a similar idea, because it says in Iyov Perek Yud Aleph, aruka me'eretz mido ruchav mineyam. That's probably the more popular expression that we use to describe the Torah, that it's beyond the earth and the sea. Amar Yecheska v'lo pirshu d'chsev, because the pasuk says about the greatness of the Torah Shebal Peh, that he was shown in the nevuah vayifros sasol lefanai, that he was shown like this parchment of a Torah Shebal Peh, and he says it was spread out in front of me v'ksuva panim v'achar v'kasva le'akinim v'hege v'hi, that he saw this Megillah written on both sides, and it was written kinim and hege and he, and he doesn't explain what that means. So says the Gemara, Kinim zu paranosan shal tzadikim b'olam hazeh. Kinim is a reference to the paranos that tzadikim face in olam hazeh, v'cheinu omer, and that's why Yecheskel says, Kinu yivai konnuhua, that it's being bekonin on the paranos that happened to Mitzrayim, that the Navi was shown in the Nevuah. So here also, the word kinu refers to paranos in this world. And v'hege zu matan scharin shal tzadikim l'asalavo. V'hege is a reference to the schar, the great schar that tzadikim received l'asalavo. How do I know hege refers to schar? V'cheinu omer, pasuk says in Tehillim, alehi goyon b'chinar, that the Navi saw that very happy things. The schar of tzaddikim lasalavo is a very joyous thing. Vehi zui paranosin shal rishayim lasalavo, and vehi is a reference to the paranos of the rishayim lasalavo. V'cheinu omer, and that's what the pasuk says in Yecheskel, hove al hove tavo, that there's going to be one shever on top of another for the rishayim. So here also, the Navi is being shown in the Megillah, the terrible piranus that the Rishonim are going to suffer, la asid lava. Meaning we believe that that everything's going to even out, la asid lava. Sometimes in this world we're bothered, tzadik v'radlo, rasha v'tovlo. That itself shouldn't be a question that overwhelms us, that we believe that there's an olam haba as well, and in the olam haba there's going to be an evening out of things. Aye, but tzadik v'radlo, rasha v'tovlo, this is like the biggest kasha in the history of humanity. Why don't we just say it's a simple answer? So we pointed out many times, if you look in that Gemara in Brachas, where it talks about that question that has no answer, the question is not tzadik v'ralo v'rasha v'tovlo. The question is, why is it that there's sometimes tzadik v'ralo and sometimes tzadik v'tovlo? Sometimes rasha v'ralo, sometimes rasha v'tovlo. It's the fact that there seems to be no seder. If you're going to tell me that all tzadikim are going to suffer in this world so that they can benefit in the next world, the rishayim will get schar in this world so that they could suffer in the next world, I'd understand that. But why does it seem so random that some tzadikim seem to have a great in this world, some rishayim seem to have a terrible in this world, and vice versa? The randomness of it is what's unanswerable. But the idea that we believe in the la'as lava, where rishayim are going to be punished, and so we believe in schar va'onesh, and that ultimately is going to that gives our lives what we do and our actions great meaning. So that's a davar pashut in Judaism. Ad shebaz Zechariah ben Ido appears, but Zechariah ben Ido came along and he's mefarish tichziv, because the pasuk says, Vayomer elai ma ata roa v'omer ani roa megillah afa orka esrim ba'ama v'rachba esrim ba'ama, a megillah that was folded over. Afa means that it was folded over, and it was 20 amos by 10 amos, but not in our amos, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amos. V'chibshat lahavi la'esrim ba'esrim, so when you unfold it, it's 20 amos by 20 amos. It became a square megillah. Uksiv yiksuv upon v'achar, and the pasuk says in Yecheskel that it was written on both sides. V'chikalavtala, and therefore, if you were to take the ksav from one side and put it on the other side, kama havila, now how large would it be? Arba'in be'esrin, now it would be 40 amos by 20 amos, because you have a 20 by 20 amos thing, and then you double it, now it's 40 amos by 20 amos. Uksiv, and the pasuk says in Yishayahu, mi madad b'sha'alo, mayim v'shamayim b'zeres tikein, that the entire world is a zeres. A zeres is a chatzi amma by a chatzi amma. So the entire world is a chatzi amma, we're using a Kodesh Baruch Hu's amos, meaning chatz al chatzi amma, which is a quarter square amma. So since the Torah is 40 amos by 20 amos, it turns out, which is 800 square amos, so it turns out that there's the world is 1/3200th of the Torah. So nimtza kol olam kula echol mishlosh alaf m'masayim b'Torah, that the entire world with all of its complexity is 1/3200th of the complexity of the Torah and the depth of the Torah. Right? What's our understanding of this world? It's very limited, our understanding of this world. Every time there's a new virus, let's say, how long does it take us to even get a grasp of it, to even understand how it works, to even understand how anything in this world works? It seems that we're making so much progress, but we have so much that we don't understand. So the complexity of this world is overwhelming, and yet the depth of Torah is 3,200 times the depth of the world itself. So then the second statement of Chista, quoting Mari Bar Mar, which again is probably Mari Bar Rav Huna. What does the pasuk mean when it says, "V'hine shnei dudoyim te'enu mu'adim lefanai heichal Hashem"? The pasuk in Yirmiyahu that haduda echad te'enu tovos ma'od. The citation skips a bunch of words in the pasuk, but anyway, the pasuk haduda echad te'enu tovos ma'od kite'enei habakuros v'haduda echad te'enu ra'os ma'od ashelo te'achalnu me'roa. That after the galus Yechanya to Bavel with the Cherish of the Miskar, Yirmiyahu saw in a Nevuah two copper basins full of figs that were prepared in front of the Heichal Hashem. One of them had these really wonderful figs, these Te'inim Tovos, that were very chashuv and were fully ripened, and the other one had Te'inim Ra'os that were so awful they were inedible. So what does this represent, this Mara Nevuah, this strange vision of these two baskets of figs? Te'inim HaTovos Eilat Tzadikim Gemurim. Tainim Ra'os are Rishayim Gemurim. The Tainim Atavos are Tzadikim Gemurim. The Ra'os are Rishayim Gemurim. Shem Tamar Avat Sivrim Batel Sikuyim. Maybe you can say that there's no hope for the Rishayim Gemurim. After all, the Tainim Ra'os are inedible. Tamal Damer. That's why the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Hadudaim Nosnu Reach, and that's referring to Elu VeElu Asidin Sheitnu Reach. Hadudaim means both baskets are ultimately going to be Nosin Reach. That even the Rishayim Gemurim have the ability to do tshuva, and that's, I guess, an elul coincidence, right? The idea that even Rishayim have the opportunity to ultimately one day be Nosin Reach. So the Gemara brings another drasha from the pasuk in Shir Hashirim of Dudaim Nosin Reach. Darish Rava, Maiduk Siv Hadudaim Nosin Reach. What does the pasuk mean when it says that the Dudaim gave Reach? Elu Bachuri Yisrael Shalotam Utam Chet. That's a reference to the young men of the Jewish people that never tasted the Tam Chet. They never tasted sin in their lives. They were never with a woman before is probably the reference. That's the Benos Yisrael that tell their husbands about when they become anida, so that their husbands can know to separate from them during that time. Lishna, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshans that like a hedge of roses, right? If a woman tells her husband that dam kashoshanim risi, that I saw dam the color of a rose, so right away he's porish, that's enough for him to be porish from his wife. And that's the great shevach of Klal Yisrael, that despite the fact that people have strong yetzer haras, nevertheless when it comes to a woman and her husband and no one's ever going to know about it, it's just the two of them, and yet they manage to observe these halachos. Lishna achrina sha'ogdos pischein lebalei. Another lesson is that they close off their openings for their husbands, meaning it's only reserved for their husband and for nobody else. Chadashim gam yishanim, dodi tzafanti lach. Chadashim are the gezeros of the chachamim that happen in each and every generation as an extra gedder for the Torah, and yishanim are the divrei Torah itself, dodi tzafanti lach, meaning that all of this, my beloved, I do for you. Amra knes shol fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, harbe gezeros gezarti alatzmi, yosim mashe gezarti alai, vikiyamtim. We made our own gezeros way more than you made on us, and we're mekayim all of those. The dinim derabanan are overwhelming, and we do all of them. So the Gemara discusses chadashim gam yishanim. Amar le Rav Chisda lehumi derabanan dava kamesad ragad dekamei. Rav Chisda said to a chacham who was teaching divrei agada in front of him, mishmi alach. Do you have some sort of tradition chadashim gam yishanim mahu, that what the reference is, what chadashim gam yishanim is a reference to? So Amar le, he says elu mitzvos kalos. He says chadashim are the mitzvos kalos, and yishanim veelu mitzvos chamuros. Those are the mitzvos chamuros. The Marsha says the Tchum Shabbos and Isra Yichud and Arayos are given that those are the Kalos and the Chamuros, that they're after the Kariya Mitzvos. I mean, the Shabbos and Arayos are the Mitzvos Chamuros, and then that which we add to it, Tchum Shabbos, Yichud, all of these things that are added on to the actual Yisurim, those are the Kalos. So Amalei, so he said, V'chitar pa'amim pa'amim nitna, was the Torah given in pieces, that some of the Mitzvos are old and some of the Mitzvos are new? El alol mi divrei Torah, v'alol mi divrei sofrim. No, we have divrei Torah and we have dinim derabanan. So we do add to the Torah through the dinim derabanan. It's not a violation of Baal Tosef, as long as we're clear that these are in fact dinim derabanan. The Rambam writes in the second parak of Hilchos Mamrim that if you were to tell, if the Chachamim, if a Beis Din were to come and to say that the dinim derabanan are in fact dinim daraisa, that would be a violation of Baal Tosef, but it's not a violation of Baal Tosef as long as we're clear that this is within the purview of Lo Sasur, but it's not part of, it's not an additional din daraisa. That's where the Rambam gives the example. You think the Rambam's doing it bedafka. The Rambam gives the example. He says if the Beis Din were to come and to tell us that basar of and chalav is nisa daraisa, that would be a violation of Baal Tosef. It happens to be that the Baal Yatosef and Maseches Chulin and Dafkuf Dalet say beferish that basar of and chalav is an isur daraisa. So the Rambam was trying to make a point over there. The Rambam was saying that the Baal Yatosef are violating Baal Tosef when they say that it's an isur daraisa. But generally speaking, we're allowed to add dinim drabanan. Darash Rava, Maiduk Siv, what's the drash from the pasuk? V'yoseh me'em abni yizar asos svarim harbei. which makes farim harbe in kates and lag harbe igas baser. So previously it said divrei chacham kedarvonos uke masmeros netuim abal yasufos nitmiro echad. So talking about the Torah was given by Moshe Rabbeinu bal peh, given through Moshe Rabbeinu bal peh, and that's what it says was nitmiro echad, meaning through Moshe Rabbeinu. But then the Chachmei Yisrael once lo shimshu called tzarcham, we already learned that the Chachmei Yisrael started to have machlokas. So bni hizar b'divrei sofrim, be careful about the dinim drabanan. Yoser midivrei Torah, even more than you're careful about the Torah itself that was given at Sinai. Shedivrei Torah yesh ben asay velos asay. Divrei Torah, there are different levels of chomer ha'isur when it comes to divrei Torah. There are mitzvah asay, there are mitzvah los asay. But divrei sofrim, kol over al divrei sofrim chayiv misa. Anyone who violates divrei sofrim is chayiv misa for violating divrei sofrim. Shema tomer and yesh ben mamish bnei malo nechtvu. You can say, well, wait a second. If they're really so substantial, how come Hashem didn't write them in the Torah? Amukra asos farim harbe ein kates. That you can't write everything because it would just be ein kates. There would be an unlimited amount to write. So therefore, the Rabbanan were there was some room left. Makom yinichbo lizgaderbo, that the Chacham were given some room to be able to darshan the Torah. The question then is that why is it that the onish of divrei Chacham is misa more so than the onish for divrei Torah? Meaning you would think, okay, so the Chacham are also authorized to make dinim, but it should be more chamur that it's going to be an avon misa for all divrei. Divrei Chacham. So Pardis Yosef quotes that the mitzvah d'oraisa, we pass the mitzvah sriches kavana. So a person always has an amasla that he doesn't have liba l'shamayim kol kach, that he's able to do b'kavana. So anus rachmana patre, that he's not able to focus as well. But as opposed to mitzvah srabanan, where we pass the mitzvah saint sriches kavana, so what excuse do you have? You have no excuse anymore. So mele, it's going to be something that's more chamer in terms of the onesh for failing to fulfill Divrei Chachamim. That's one explanation. There are like 10 different explanations of why it is that dinim d'rabbanan. But I thought that was an interesting explanation because based on mitzvah sriches kavana, that's a major machlokas. The mitzvah sriches kavana, mitzvah sein sriches kavana. But that's how we paskin the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchas Sfira Sa'omer that ein sriches kavana. That if someone asks you what night of Sfira it is during Sfira Sa'omer, you're supposed to, and you haven't counted yet, you're supposed to say last night was. Why? Because if you say what tonight is, even though you're not trying to be yotzei the mitzvah, you'll automatically be yotzei the mitzvah. Yet in Hilchas Kriyas Shema, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, a person needs kavana in order to be yotzei kriya shema. So you see, by dinim d'oraisa, mitzvah sriches kavana, by dinim d'rabbanan, mitzvah sein sriches kavana. Okay, so we have these extra chumra, an extra chumra isur when it comes to dinim d'rabbanan. The pasuk goes on to say, v'lag harbe yigias basar, amra papa b'rei d'ravacha bar ada, mishmei d'ravacha bar ula, melamit shekala malagal divrei chacham nidon b'tzor rotachas. Anyone who mocks the divrei chachamim is going to be punished with tzor rotachas, with boiling excrement. That's going to be his punishment in Gehenim, that he's going to be burning and boiling excrement. So that seems like an unusual thing to punish someone with. Why dafka boiling excrement? So the Chasam Sofer explains in his drashos that the reason it's tzor rotachas is just like there's psoles and pigle and soa for any physical human food, any food that you eat, there's always going to be waste product. So too there's psoles and pigle with machal haruchani as well. There are always svaros that are no good. However, by Chachmas HaTorah HaKadosha, it's not that way. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Even that which we reject, the halacha, even the Shita of the Beis Shammai, that's also divrei Elokim Chayim. So someone who mocks divrei Chazal and he says, there's psolos, there's tzawa, there's so much stuff that's incorrect in divrei Chazal, he's nidon b'tzara rotachas, that he fails to understand the difference between the Torah HaKadosha. He thinks that there's tzawa, that there's excess in the Torah HaKadosha. No, elu ve'elu in the Torah Kedosha. When it comes to physical food, there's tzava. So that's why he's nidon b'tzara rotachas. Again, there are like 10 different explanations of why that, but that's the Chasam Sofer's explanation. Maskef l'rava miksiv la'ag lahag ksiv. It doesn't say la'ag as if a mockery, someone who mocks the divrei chacham. It says lahag with a hey. Elo, what does it really mean? Kala hoga ben toim tam basar. Anyone who's hoga ben divrei Torah, anyone who toils in divrei Torah and thinks about them is going to taste the taste of meat, he's always going to find something delectable, something delicious in the Torah that he tries to study. Tanur Rabban, Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva Shayachavsh Beis Hasur. Rabbi Akiva was in jail. For Rabbi Shua Agarsi Misharser. Rabbi Shua Agarsi was his attendant. So B'chol Yom V'Yom, he machnisin lo mayim b'mida. Every day, Rabbi Shua Agarsi brought as much water as Rabbi Akiva needed. Yom Echad Mitzvah Shomer Beis Hasurin. One day, the Shomer Beis Hasurin saw Rabbi Shua Agarsi bringing water in. Samalo, the Shomer said to Rabbi Shua, Hayom me'mecha merubin. It looks like you're bringing way more water than anyone would need to drink. I'm suspicious that there's something going on over here. Shema lachter beis asura not tzarich. Maybe you're using this water to somehow dig an escape hatch into the cell where Rabbi Akiva is. So shafach chetzin, the shomer spilled out half of the water. Venasalo, and he gave him the rest of the venasalo chetzin. He gave the other half of the water back to him to bring to Rabbi Akiva. So kshaba, it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shua Garsi got to Rabbi Akiva, and he only had half of the water. So Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shua Garsi, Yoshua, ain't it yodeh shezaken ani v'chai tulim v'chayacha? Don't you realize that I'm a zaken and my life depends on your on your life, on what you're willing to bring me? And you can bring me so little water, what am I going to be able to do? I'm not going to live. So Sachlo, Rabbi Shua Garsi told Rabbi Akiva, kolos amara, the whole story that happened wasn't my fault. I tried to bring more in the shomer, he stopped it. So Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shua Garsi, tainli mayim shetel yadi. Okay, so give me the water so I can do netilas yadayim. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Shua Garsi said back to him, lishto sein magin. We don't even have enough water for you to drink, for you to survive, and you're going to waste it on the tilas yadayim. You don't have enough to do both. So Amalo, Rabbi Kiva said, but what am I supposed to do? Because I'm chayv to wash the tilas yadayim, meaning shchem aleim misa. I'm chayv misa when I wash the tilas yadayim. Mutav amus misas atzmi b'lover aldas chavera. I'd rather die from a lack of water, from lack of drinking water, rather than to violate the takan, the gezeira of netilas yadayim before eating bread. So Amru lo tam klum. He said that Rabbi Akiva didn't eat bread at all. Ad sheevi lo mayim v'natal yadav, until he was able to get water, to access water to do netilas yadayim. Kesheshamu chacham bedavar, and the chacham heard about Rabbi Akiva's dedication. Amru ma bezeknuso kach. If this is the way that Rabbi Akiva acted in his old age, that he was so careful about divrei chachamim, that he was mitzayer himself to such an extent, bialduso alachos kama v'kama, when he was younger and he had more koach and more ability to fast, all the more so he must have been so careful about divrei chachamim. Which, by the way, is such a strange comment to make about, of all people, Rabbi Akiva. No, bialduso, he was not doing that. Bialduso, he was doing quite the opposite. No, but that's exactly what the Chumash are trying to point out, that when a person is a bal tshuva, when a person does tshuva, so that their averos become kizchuyos, and they're saying that look at the madrega that he is, bizeknuso. Can you imagine those zuchuyos of a powerful Rabbi Akiva? Take this person and put some youth into this person, the kind of mesiras nefesh that he would have had, and all of that, those that counts as if it happened now, because all of those averos have turned into zuchuyos. So ma beis ha'asurin kach, so if this is happening in the beis ha'asurin, shalom beis ha'asurin alachas kama v'kama, if he were not in jail and he were not facing such challenges, all the more so, Tos points out that really it's not correct lahalacha, because we find the Gemara said previously that they weren't gozen tilas yadayim in a machana when you're out in camping for war. So kolshkein they weren't gozen tilas yadayim b'makom sakana when you're in a beis asurim. So none of this was actually required the halacha, but this is something that Rabbi Kiva went above and beyond. So this is a major discussion achronim, above and beyond. It's suicide. You're not allowed to go above and beyond when you're going to take your life in there. This is not one of the yaharik valiyavar. Tilas yadayim is not a yaharik valiyavar. So what does it mean that he went above and beyond? So that's a major discussion in the Achronim, why it is that two major discussions. One major discussion is, why didn't he come up with some other Eitzah? Meaning there are other Eitzahs of how to avoid having to do Netilas Yadayim in the first place. And the other is, how is he allowed to be Mesakin himself? How could he put himself in Sakana? So how is he allowed to put himself in Sakana? So Kesem Mishnah quotes in Nemuke Yosef. Kesem Mishnah points out that even according to the Rambam, if a person is an Adam Gadol and a Chassid, and he sees that the Doritz Paritz Bekach, he's allowed to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Mimosa Nafsho, even for Mitzvah Kala, in order to teach people a sense of Yerush Shemayim. So it could be that was the assessment of Rabbi Kiva. Why do I say even according to the Shitas HaRambam? Because the Rambam is one that writes in Yisodei HaTorah Perakei Halacha Dalid, that anyone who says, any Avera about which it says Yavor Val Yehari, that you should violate rather than get killed, and you choose to get killed over it, hareza mischayev benafsho, that such a person is mischayev benafsho. So even according to the Rambam, says Kesem Mishnah, if he sees that it's a dar parutz and that they need to learn a lesson, then he's allowed to be extra machmir on himself. But the Achronim discuss, Prima Gadda raised the question, why wasn't he just paris mapa, right? Why korech b'mapa rather? Why didn't he just wrap it in a cloth? Yeah, after all, isn't there such a halacha? that the Shulchan Aruch passes in Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, that if someone doesn't have water for Netilas Yadayim and the water is more than 4 milin away, he could be Notel B'mapa and eat that way. So Prim Gadim says Rabbi Kiva is Ochel Chulin B'tara. So if you're Ochel Chulin B'tara, being Notel B'mapa doesn't work. Others said, why doesn't he eat Pachos Mikabetza? There's no Takar Netilas Yishuas Yaakov raises the question. There's no Takar Netilas Yadayim for Pachos Mikabetza. So the Achronim would try to work on all sorts of different smarts of what he could have done. But Pashtos is, Rabbi Kiva was trying to make a point. He was trying to make a point about the value of Divrei Chacham because he was Roa, that Ashador Paritz Bekach. Some Rabbi Yomar Shmuel, Bishash Atikin Shlomo Erevin, when Shlomo Melech was Mesakin Erevin, Unatilis Yadayim, and Natilis Yadayim, Yotza Baskal Vomer Benim, Chacham Libe Chismach Libi Gamani, Vomer Chacham Benim Vesamach Libi Vashiv Charfi Dover. That the Baskal was very reflected that up in Shemaim, Kodesh Baruch was very pleased with Shlomo Melech for these drushes. Darish Rav, what does the pasuk mean in Shir Shirim when it says that when the pasuk so let's take it phrase by phrase. Don't judge me like those who are Yoshve Krachim, people who live in these large cities. There's all sorts of crime and horrible things in these large cities. Neitzei Asada, go out into the field. Bovarecha Tamidei Chachamim, Shalskim B'Torah Mitoch Hadcha. Go take a look at the Tamidei Chachamim who learn Torah with Mesiris Nefesh. Galina Bakfarim, Alti Bakfarim, Ela Bakofrim. It doesn't mean villages, it means Kofrim. Bovarech Zara Shal Esav. Go look at the offspring of Esav. Sheishpatel and Tova Vein Kofru Bucha. All you gave them is good, and they just deny your existence. Now Shkima Lekramim, what's that a reference to? Ela Batek Nisiyos Batek Midrashos. Those are the Batek Nisiyos Batek Midrashos, always referred to as a Kerem, because we sit in rows, like in a vineyard is arranged in rows. Niri imparcha gefen elu balimikra. Imparcha gefen refers to balimikra. Pitachas madar elu balimishna. Smadar is a first ripening fruit. That's balimishna. Heinetzar rimonim elu baligemara. Shama tenis dodi lach erech kvodi v'goldi shavach banai b'nosai. That you'll then see the great kavod of the Jewish people. That the Jewish people throughout all of the ages, throughout all of the generations, remain completely dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are mostly dedicated at least to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, that we should enhance the sense of love for Klal Yisrael. Tosfos raises the question: when we identify the takanos of Shlomo HaMelech, we left out Shnios La'arayos, whereas in Maseches Yevamos, Shnios La'arayos is also a takana of Shlomo HaMelech. How come it wasn't mentioned over here? So Tosfos says that was after the Baskal. This Baskal came; all the takanos didn't happen all at once. So Mishah that he was. That the original two takanos, the Baskel came out, and then later on was Shneios La'arayos. Tos Yisharim suggests that the Gemara only mentions things that relate to Chachma and Svaras Halev. Shneios La'arayos is not about Chachma; it's just an extra chumra to make a siyag l'Torah. So there was no great Dvar Chachma. You didn't need to be Shlomo HaMelech to come up with that kunz of Shneios La'arayos. That should be an extension of the Yisurim of Arayos. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there. Have a great day, everyone. Yeah.